Max and the Magical Dog Treat Factory. Max was not just any German Shepherd. With his glossy black and tan coat, ears that stood perfectly to attention, and a nose so powerful he could sniff out a sausage from three streets away, Max was considered something of a legend on Elmwood Avenue. One Tuesday morning, Max's dog walker, Auntie Haley, arrived with something unusual tucked under her arm, a shiny golden envelope. "Max," she said, crouching down to his level, eyes wide with excitement, "you've won a tour of Barkwell's famous dog treat factory." Max's ears shot straight up. He had eaten approximately 4,000 Barkwell's beefy biscuits in his lifetime. He was, in many ways, their biggest fan. The factory was a grand red brick building on the edge of town, with a giant bone sculpture above the entrance, and a smell so magnificent that Max nearly fainted at the gate. "Welcome, welcome!" boomed Mr. Barkwell himself. A round, cheerful man with biscuit crumbs on his waistcoat. "Our most distinguished guest!" Max wagged his tail so enthusiastically that he accidentally knocked over a display of sample bags. Nobody minded. The tour began in the sniff chamber, a room where all the ingredients were carefully blended to create irresistible aromas. Chicken, beef, sweet potato, peanut butter. Max walked through it slowly, eyes half closed, like someone visiting a very fancy art gallery. "He's appreciating the nuances," Auntie Haley whispered proudly to Mr. Barkwell. "Indeed," Mr. Barkwell agreed, though Max was mostly just trying not to drool on the floor. Next came the mixing room, where enormous vats of dough were stirred by giant mechanical paddles. Max watched, mesmerized, his nose twitching at approximately 2,000 times per second. Then, disaster. A small batch of freshly baked cheesy chompers tumbled off a conveyor belt and scattered across the floor like a delicious golden avalanche. Every head in the room turned to Max. Max looked at the biscuits. He looked at Auntie Haley. He looked at the biscuits again. "Max," Auntie Haley said gently, "we don't." But Max had already sat down, very deliberately, right in the middle of the biscuit avalanche, and placed one large paw on top of a single cheesy chomper. He did not eat it. He simply guarded it, with great dignity, until a factory worker came to sweep them up, at which point Max accepted one officially from Mr. Barkwell's own hand, with enormous grace. The whole factory staff applauded. At the end of the tour, Mr. Barkwell presented Max with a special gift, a personalized tin of Max's Mighty Biscuits, with his face on the label. Max sniffed the tin carefully. Then he looked up at Auntie Haley with the expression that could only mean one thing. "This is the best day of my life." Auntie Haley laughed, clipped on his lead, and together they walked home through the autumn leaves, Max trotting proudly beside her, tail held high, already dreaming of tomorrow's walk. Because for Max the German Shepherd, every day was an adventure. But this one? This one was extra special.